got 8 copies of the album for sale there, and that's all that's left in the world.
Last time on Bucci.
Just leave him alone. He's just dreaming. That's just his dreams coming out of his mouth. Okay, yeah, I saved this guy. But who's gonna save me? What if I'm locked in the refrigerator and we're out of eggs? How am I gonna live in the refrigerator with no eggs?
I saved a poodle's life once. I got the dog to the vet and they did some surgery and the dog, you know, died a couple years later, but
okay.
Had a good life. Help Bucci! Somebody else call in and provide him
you
with
did
an
it.
Extinguisher! You got
you
the bull
saved
t-shirt
me
on.
For free.
Oh no, he's choking. Let me put on a rubber glove. I'll screw my finger down your throat until I feel something
David.
That's not fleshy.
I have a bunch of cinnamon here. For the sake of radio, I must eat this big tablespoon of cinnamon.
Can I smack the spoon out of your hand?
Deep.
Get over here. Oh, Bucci, no. Oh. Bucci, put it down.
Don't. Are you alive?
He's dead.
If you can get water into your intestines, it can actually keep you hydrated without the problems of drinking it. I'm going to do the Marvin Hamlisch maneuver, which has actually been proven to be more effective than the Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich.
It was pioneered by the singer Marvin Hamlisch.
Shit.
Well, oh, I got it. I brought it.
Another paper cut.
Clear.
You've already saved my life. I'm fine.
Okay.
Please.
What are you doing? I'm gonna get sucked down a right-wing rabbit hole.
All right, you guys, happy Monday to everyone except for the occult Freemasons. Yeah. You sacrifice people.
Perfect.
He's dead.
That's it. We've done it.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Micah, do you want to save my life?
Not especially.
Okay. Hey, we got any bed music here today? There it is. Oh, man. I gotta take my pens out of my... I have 4 pens in my mouth. If I don't have a pen in my mouth, I'm losing that pen. It does get to be a little... I just need to stand in the back of the studio and just make a run up to the mic. Oh. Get ready. I'm ready.
Bucci.
This is going to be a really great show, but that is not a Bucci promise.
Bucci.
I'm back. I'm back like Billy Martin. Was out last week. I could not avoid that. Well, I could, but I didn't want to. That oncoming traffic struck me right in the chest, and I had to take a day. And thank you for the games people play. Filling in is a really good show. I hope you people appreciate it. Schweppes! When your weps are too loud, Schweppes. Silly. Ah. Let's do a checklist. Glasses.
Check.
Sunglasses clipped onto the glasses.
Check.
And that's it. That's all I got this week. If you can imagine. Man, it's hot out there. That's why I'm only wearing the clip-on suns. You know, this topless. Well, I got the wife-liking t-shirt on. And, you know, I'm in the short longs. which are pants that I've cut into culottes. I don't like, I'm not shorts fan this year. I'm not in the short shorts, I'm in the short longs. My goodness. They're not really culottes, they're like 1 inch up from culottes.
Bucci. Adage.
So, did everyone watch the Artemis II mission? It's a rhetorical question. It was cool though, right? I thought it was cool. Way better than Artemis 1. Artemis 2's heat shield didn't fall apart during re-entry like other Artemis missions I could mention. Artemis 1. This went very well, the whole dang thing. I think there was some toilet issues at the beginning. And it just took me back, you know? It was kind of like a throwback to the time when I saw that episode of Mad Men where they were all watching the moon landing. No matter what, how bad a person they are, they were all looking at the moon landing. And that's what the Artemis mission brought me back to. And it was kind of a good feeling knowing that they were up there, you know? Space is a beautiful, terrifying thing. It's really, really scary. In the summer, though, there's really nothing I love more other than catching up on Yellowstone. But there's nothing more than I love more than lying on my back and just watching the universe float past. I used to do it when I was a kid. I would used to go out into this field. There was this like power plant near my house and this big field next to it. And me and the boys... and one girl would go out there and just lay on the back and on our backs and look at the sky. There's Orion. This is the things we would say. We go, oh, there's Orion. There's Ursa Major. There's a surveillance drone, aka Venus. I can always feel Venus's hazy green eye on me all the time. I can feel it watching me drink Schweppes. You like that, Venus? But yeah, star watching. It's an activity best done with others. We use our constellations, looking at constellations in our, you know, they're important. They're part of our cultural storytelling. We pass these images down to and stories that the stories of the sky down. Your grandpa takes you outside, and you know, when you're young, and says, "Look, it's look, it's Cassie." He didn't have an echoey voice. He said, "Look, there's Cassiopeia, you know, the seated queen." And you say, I see it, Grandpa. And you turn to share the moment with him, but he's already gone. You hear his car squealing away. You never hear from him again. And then you pass that knowledge on down to your children, who you also abandon. And they don't appreciate it anyway. They'd rather watch The Real Housewives of Rhode Island, which, frankly, I'd rather be doing that now, too. But, so today I want to try something. I kind of want to share the experience with you. I want to lay back and look at some stars with you. Now, I can hear you saying, Bucci, famously, I live in the Western Hemisphere. It's light out still. Dummy. Which, that is true. But I'm going to say that doesn't matter.
Bucci, promise.
The stars are up there. They're just invisible. So you'll need to use your imagination. Not something I usually like you to do. I prefer you use Bucci's imagination. And then you use Bucci's imagination to access the part of you that would normally remain dormant. My imagination jumpstarts yours. But today I think what we should do is we should lay back in the grass, wherever you are, beach, rooftop, and the top, you know, the bed of your old Ford. And look up at the sky and tell me what you see, or what you imagine you see. Comets, quasars, the International Space Station, all the constellations up there, there's so many. They're waiting to be viewed. Aries, you know, whatever. Capricorn, Cancer, Gemini. Like I said, Orion's belt. There is no Orion's Belt, of course. Our brains are wired to find these patterns. Well, not Bucci's brain, but others. It's all chaos for me. So I think, I'm pretty sure this is going to work. We will just lie on our backs, close our eyes. Our brain is the universe when we close our eyes. The dark blackness of the sky is mirrored in our, the darkness that happens when we close our eyes, which is just as infinite. So we're going to lay here and tell us what you see or what you imagine you see. And what do you want to see? What constellations do you see up there? Specifically, new ones, the bucket hat, the girl playing a tambourine, the Taylor ham being sliced. So I that's what I want to do for this week. Now, let's listen to the most obvious song that you can possibly imagine with a topic like this. It is Hum, but by Stars by Hum. Only on Bucci and WFMU. I hate this show.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Stargaze with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
It's Bucci.
Bucci Promise.
And that's a Bucci Promise. It's not someone else. It's not my doppelganger. So today, we are stargazing. We're looking up at the night sky and finding constellations and comets and quasars and quark from Deep Space Nine. We're looking up and we're describing them to each other. And the fact that it's still light out probably where you are, I'm going to say doesn't matter at all. Like I said, they're up there. You can't see them with your naked eye, but they are up there invisible to your mind's eye.
I'll be watching.
Look at stars. Caller, you got Bucci. Oh, my God.
Hey, Bucci. It's Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
Good old Bandit. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for asking me. One time. Don't ask me any again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. So, Bandit, tell me how much you like the sky, the night sky. It better not be a little bit. It better be a whole lot.
A lot, actually.
Yeah,
there
you go.
There's the correct answer. Space and the space program since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Star Trek, Doctor Who, Star Wars, you know.
Bandit, why don't you lie down?
I'm already lying down. I pre-laid down before calling.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Everybody listen, this is how you do a call. Bandit's already lying down. And he's, and he's ready to look at some stars. Bandit, where you are, what do you see? What's the constellations? What's your universe saying to you or showing you?
Well, I see the classics, like the Dipper and the Ursa Major.
Yeah.
I do see a new one that was discovered, the Bucket Hat.
Oh, the Bucket
Hat. Right up there, northwest in the sky there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I wish it was bigger though.
That one kind of looks that moving thing kind of looks like the USS Defiant from DS9. You see it shooting across there?
The Defiant from Deep Space Nine. No, I don't see that.
Yeah.
That must be where you are. Where do you live again? France?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo, New York. So you see how big is that that bucket hat must be pretty close because you're up north, right? I mean, that must be taking up the entire night sky.
It's huge.
Good.
It's huge.
Oh, good. All right, what else do you see?
That one kind of looks like a pulsar.
Where? Ooh, there it is. That is a little pulsar.
About southwest.
I see it.
Yep, Colson out there. Yeah.
Wow. And
maybe if we call do this in the wintertime, we can see the northern lights.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, do you see any spring lights? What about the spring lights?
No, but I do see fireflies. Those kind of count as spring lights.
Yes, they sure do. All right, thanks for, you know, I don't know what that says about you, all these constellations that you're seeing, but I'm going to say nothing good.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Ugh, I got to stop calling people buddy. 201-209-9368. We're looking up at the night sky and imagining what's up there. Whenever I look up at the sky, I see the, you know, Bandit mentioned a new constellation. I see another one, and it's the it's called the Effin' Shoe. I don't know why they felt the need to curse in the constellation name. They could have just called it the Shoe. But NASA said, "Oh, we got to get, we have to be edgier. People are think that we're a bunch of nerds, so we have to start cursing in our constellation names." So there's the Effin' Shoe. There's the Effin' LinkedIn profile pic, the burnt wart, MF. Caller Igabuchi.
Yeah, I was thinking, but this is a serious call, and it's Oscar. And I do love the Stargaze, and that's why I had to call you.
Callers. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and okay, so I'm going to lie down now. I should have been lying down.
Yes.
But I can tell you
Everybody
lie down.
You should be lying down watching, listening to Bucci all the time, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And we're seeing the Pleiades, and that's nice. And they're like, I forget the story, but it's like some sisters or something, and it's nice.
What are the sisters doing? What are they doing? Carrying a bucket of water up a hill? Or
Yeah. They're just hanging out. They're hanging out, and I think they're running away from an
probably
evil spirit. I don't forgot the
I'm
story.
Together,
and I can also see the Big Dipper, because where we are, it's circumpolar. It's all, we can see it all year round.
Wow. So you see those two sisters. Well, it's always nicer, right, when you're alone, which I imagine is all the time. You look up and see those two sisters, and they're chatting with each other.
Yeah, no, it's more. I think it's like five or six.
Wow!
It's the Subaru. The Subaru logo is based on it. Yes.
Oh, the Subaru logo is based on
the Pleiades. Yes.
Oh, it's interesting. I did know that. So those two sisters, those ladies up in the sky, do they pass the? Does that constellation pass the Bechdel test? Do you think?
Oh, it's not a constellation, so it's something else. Very strange. Not the constellation, just the call because it's like an adult call and solar eclipse.
Don't see sex in the sky, by
the
way.
No.
You're not looking at anything too erotic, right?
Yeah, no. It's a family show. It's a family show. And also solar eclipse, and it was good.
That.
It was beautiful. It's
a big
black hole.
Of course, a solar eclipse. Are you kidding me?
It's awesome. It's so awesome, right? You got to be careful, though, when you see that thing, the little bead, what they call it, Bailey's beads. Bailey's beads. You see, you got to turn away. You got to turn away because you'll damage your eyes.
Okay, turn away, damage eyes.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Oscar.
And I was well behaved. Thank you,
Bucci. Yes, you were very nice. He knew too much about the stars. He was making me feel insecure. Call it, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, what's up?
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Daniel in Portage Park.
Oh, hey, Daniel. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing well. I'm making a little avocado toast on some Polish sour rye.
So when you look up in the sky and you're looking for food up in the sky, what is the constellation that makes you the hungriest? It's a pretty good question.
I mean, you know, once in a while, like a cloud, like a cumulus.
No. We're not talking about cumulus. Our goal is higher than cumulus, cars. You know, we're 75.
We're
75
like
miles
space.
Up in the sky there. Daniel.
Okay.
Do you see any subs or anything like that, or a big plate of
spaghetti?
Yeah. Oh, you see the spaghetti? Where is that in the night sky?
You know, it's sort of just adjacent to Orion's belt.
I see.
The Big Dipper.
The plate of spaghetti. And is maybe Orion.
Like a big noodle.
Is that Orion eating up? He's eating up the spaghetti?
Oh, he loves he loves
the There's like a trail of stars going from the hunter's mouth to the plate of spaghetti.
Absolutely. Almost like, it's getting a little weird, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like Lady and the Tramp, if it was only Lady and there was no Tramp.
Yeah, right, Orion.
Yeah, he's the Tramp. All right, thanks, Daniel. Thank you for seeing things up in the sky. Keep looking.
Yeah, man, I missed you last week.
Oh, thank you, man. Yep. Yeah. 201-209-9368. I got my, put the studio mic up to the sky, and you can hear these radio waves. I love the radio waves that you can hear. That's why I can relate to the universe. It's full of radio waves, these electromagnetic waves that all the stars and black holes and whatever, pulsars, WFAN, Sports Talk Radio, all those radio waves are just floating around and I can feel them passing through me. It's the little piece of the universe that goes through me. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, what's up, Bucci? It's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm fine. How are you? No, that's the end of that. So, Bob, what are you? Are you lying on your back, looking up at the skies?
I'm standing, but I got my head up.
Okay, you're right. That's fine. So, when you look up into the sky, what do you see? What do you see? What is your? Where are you?
I'm in Tennessee, and it's kind of bright out.
Beautiful.
So kind of hurt my eyes.
Beautiful star county, Tennessee. I'd imagine, right? No light pollution.
Well, no. I mean,
there
not
definitely
much.
Is. I'm going to look it up. There's not. So what do you see? What's your constellations up there? Just close your eyes and imagine, you know, what you want to see. You are what you want to see.
I'm not really good with the constellations. Even when you show them to me, they don't make much sense.
You don't see it. You don't have that pattern recognition kind of thing.
No, I'm just calling to tell you that there are no stars out yet.
Okay.
It's too early.
All right, thanks, Bob. Completely, you know, I understand that. But that doesn't mean the moon's up there. That it is not up there. Those stars are waiting to be seen. When I would go stargazing, I'd start at noon. Lay on my back, staring at the sky, straight at that sun. And then slowly the cloak of darkness would cover the heavens, and I all of a sudden see all these beautiful constellations. They were my friends, and this guy Steve. A quarter zip sweater. I can hear it. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, Bucci, it's Jeff from Baltimore. I'm super excited about this topic because I especially love nebulas.
Oh, you love nebulas. Now, I know nebulas. What a nebula is. Now, what you describe for our listeners what a nebula is and why you like it.
Well, nebulas, the first thing about them is they are nebulous.
Yeah, that means no shape, right? They're just kind of all over the place. Kind of like freeform radio, right? That's what they're the freeform radio of the heavens.
That's pretty much what astronomers have said. That's sort of cliche, though.
Okay. You like a nebula. What's your favorite nebula?
Well, everybody knows the Horsehead Nebula.
Yeah, okay.
But I like the spaghetti one.
You like the spaghetti nebula. Is it very twisty? We're seeing a lot of spaghetti up in the sky.
Yeah, lots of, like, things going on. Mm. And I also like them because, like, when you're looking at stars, you're really seeing the past. Because, like, if that star is, say, like 500,000 light years away,
right.
It could have blown up a million years ago and you wouldn't know it.
No, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, you are seeing something. It could be gone by the time you finally see it.
Yeah, like a time machine. You can see the past.
Yeah. So what do you see right now? What's your time machine showing you? What are the stars telling you today?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, I guess I sort of imagine things, but sometimes I look up and I see, like, those slanted words coming out, like, from Star Wars at the beginning.
Oh, you see that Star Wars crawl up there?
Yeah, it just kind of like sort of comes down. But I know it's my imagination, but I'm okay with that.
Well, that's fine.
Like, I think I see it.
If your imagination is that you see words or messages, you know, up in the night sky, like subscribe to Bucci's podcast. That's one of the most important messages the universe could possibly deliver.
Yeah, or, you know, what I did, I was just trying to do this now. Like, I want to name a star after you. Like, you can go to that place and you pay money and name a star after anyone. I was thinking you should have one.
Oh,
you deserve it.
Interesting. Yeah, I would like it. You get on that, okay, bud?
I'm going to do that.
He's not going to do it. It probably costs $50 to name yourself a star. Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci, I'm sorry. It's me.
Who is it? Who's this?
Oh, this is Zakamoko.
All right. Hey, Zachary. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great now. I'm talking to you.
Great. So
we missed you last week.
Thank you, man. I missed you.
I doubt it, but I appreciate the sentiment.
No, well, there you go. You can doubt it or not. I did. So what do you see up there in the night sky?
I see a lot of potential.
Oh, you see potential. What? That's right. The universe is full of potential.
Yeah, I see a lot of potential for...
Are you lying down?
Different types of housing.
So you see, a solution to the housing crisis up there? What are you seeing?
That's what I see up there. I think we're going to have to get people off the ground and into the sky.
Building new bases on the moon.
Bases on the moon? Satellites?
You don't think that money could be best? You don't think that money might be able to be best used down here? They take the $4 billion that they're using to shoot us up into space and maybe use it here to... I don't know, launch the new Transformers movie or something? Why don't we take that money and launch the new Transformers franchise?
It's tempting, but we got to do it for the Wikipedia articles and stuff. We got to be expanding our knowledge base.
All right, Layton, what do you see up in the sky? Tell me. Right now.
Right now?
Yes.
There's a plane. I live by an airport. I see a plane flying by.
Oh, the ancient old plane. Okay.
Birds. I see some birds flying. There's some vultures.
You see that flat moon.
Probably something dead down the street. One of the kids fell earlier.
Do you see the moon? That little, you see the moon up there? Don't make that noise when you're looking for the moon.
Oh, sorry. I had to stretch. I'm in a chair.
Yeah. All right. All right, Zachary. Thanks very much. And I totally missed you.
Bucci.
Oh, thanks, Buccinator. We'll talk to you soon.
Caller, you go, Bucci. Hello, caller, you got Bucci.
Yeah, hey, Bucci. We're talking about the nebulas.
Yeah, I can hear there's one right above us right now. It just came into view.
Yeah, I think it's probably my favorite one, the half belly button, half spaghetti, or maybe and a belly button.
No more spaghetti. Nebula. You better not find any more spaghetti.
No, in the belly button. It's the belly button nebula, but it's got spaghetti in it.
So you see what? You just see a belly button? Is it not attached to anyone? Or
a spaghetti. It's got spaghetti.
Is it part of Scorpio? What is the scorpion? What is the astrological sign?
Scorpio, not Cancer. Do you know why?
Is it like a scorpion Cancer wearing a half shirt and you can see the scorpion's belly button?
I hadn't thought of that, but that's the thing with the imagination in the night sky. It's like the sky's the limit.
You can go wherever you want to. And it tells me something about you. So you're always seeing navels everywhere. Naval gazing, huh? That's you, huh?
Naval ships these days in particular,
That's good.
I'm out here in Norfolk, but... Honestly, you have an eye doctor out here in Norfolk anyway.
So you see the eye doctor in the sky? What is it? What do you see? Tell me what you
see. Yes, right.
I'll say in a couple of weeks. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. You know what I see up in the night sky? I try not to look at it, but I saw it yesterday. I saw a bunch of spoilers for Dairy Girls up there. And I got Dairy Girls spoiled for me. I've been trying to, I've been going through this series. Can't wait to see what the end of Dairy Girls like. And it's up there in the night sky. I don't want to tell you what I saw in case, you want to see Dairy Girls. Caller Igabuchi. Got to get some new callers. Caller Igabuchi.
Oh, Butcher, how you doing?
There we go. Hey, who's this?
It's Double G.
Hey, Double G. What do you see up in the night sky?
Well, I see. Do you see? I see. What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I see chemtrails.
You see chemtrails, not in heaven, not in. You see chemtrails in outer space.
Yeah, I got a pretty decent like set of opera glasses.
So you
here.
Think Artemis II was up there spraying us with pesticides? Is that what you're saying? Or spraying the moon with pesticides?
I think they're doing that third party with like third party, like maybe like the what's that Starlink? The Starlink is definitely putting chemtrails in the atmosphere.
Now you see what? You see the chemtrails, or you see what are you seeing up there?
Well, I see like a little dude. And he has, like, this little, like, biplane kind of thing, you know, with the propellers.
This is a constellation, right?
This is a constellation, yeah. Right, it's Cassiopeia? Is that Cassiopeia?
Yeah. I almost cursed. It is, yes.
Yeah, it's Cassiopeia, and, you know, it's doing its best, but the chemtrails are getting into its, like, you know, like, it's...
The chemtrails are killing Cassiopeia.
It's real sad.
It's very sad, yeah. All right, and you know, when I look up in the night sky, I can always see you being arrested for shoplifting a baby Ruth. I can see that right there.
You know, those charges were dropped, but you know that.
It's only because you ate the baby Ruth before the cops could show up.
No one could prove it. No one could prove it, unfortunately. You know?
Well, the night sky can prove it. I should direct the cops to the night sky.
Bucci, if I have to kill the moon to keep myself out of the pen, I'll do it.
Okay, all right, goodbye.
I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll shoot the moon for you.
Caller Yobuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Brian from Hoboken.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good.
What do you see?
I have my telescope out.
Oh, you have your telescope out. Oh, great. What do you see there? Tell me what your telescope says.
I don't know what's going on, but there's only one thing I can see through this telescope.
Go for it.
And
is it a thumb? Is it your own thumb? Do you have your thumb over the lens? That's always, you got to take the thumb out of the lens.
I don't think that's it. It could be, but I think it's Uranus.
Do you see it, your neighbors?
No, I think it's Uranus.
Who?
Uranus. Uranus, the planet, Uranus.
Oh, I see. You see that.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it doing?
It's just kind of hanging out.
Oh, okay. And, is it moving? Is it floating around? Does it look healthy?
It's like below that Bucci constellation, that bucket hat constellation.
Oh, I see. It's over there. I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's below that bucket hat constellation.
All right, well, thank you. I forgot your name. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, he pulled that old wordplay on me, but he didn't have anything to back it up. 201-209-9368. I'm looking up at the night sky together, but we're not bonding over it. We're all looking at our own different stars. This isn't like Feifel American Tale. We're all looking at the same universe. We're all looking at our own independent universes. Do you know how the rings of Saturn were formed? People in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, nope. Well, before there were rings, the Saturn didn't always have rings, right? It was Saturn, and then there was a small kind of moon that was circling it. Classic moon style. But slowly, Saturn's gravity is incredibly strong, and very slowly, over millions and billions of years, Saturn's gravity pulled the moon down into itself. And the gravity was so powerful that it ripped the moon apart, shattered into a million pieces. And because it was still caught up in that gravity, the pieces had nowhere to go. They couldn't escape. And so they ended up circling the planet, all these shards of the planet were circling it and eventually becoming the rings, which made it beautiful, right? The jewel of the solar system. But the moon had to die first for that to happen. That's the message that Saturn has been delivering for billions of years. Sometimes your death is a good thing if it adds beauty to the universe, you know? Caller Igabuchi.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
It's Alexandra.
Oh, hey, Alexandra. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Alexandra. Yeah, I'm all right. What do you see up in the night? What's in your night sky, Alexandra? Are you lying on your back looking up at the sky?
Yes. It's kind of bright.
Okay, yeah, well. What else? What do you see, or what do you want to see up there? What's your dream constellation?
Animal style fries.
What?
Animal style fries.
Oh, French fries that look like animals?
No, it's like the special sauce allegedly that they put on at In-N-Out.
Oh, I see. So you just see the special sauce up in the sky, like a blob, almost like a galaxy blobbing across the heavens. Is that what you kind of seeing?
Yes, kind of like at a fancy place, yeah. They'll like do a little smear of sauce, but it's like that sauce.
Oh, I see. Like on like a Michelin star restaurant, they just kind of take a palette and smear it across the side of the plate.
Exactly, but it's that sauce with like the grilled onions in it.
Oh, so is the smear of sauce kind of leading to the burger itself? And is there a burger, or is it just kind of just the sauce?
It's a deconstructed burger.
Oh, I see. There you go. A lot of food. Yeah. I see that people are finding a lot of food up in the sky. So, you know, like they say, don't shop hungry. Don't look up at the stars hungry either, because you're only going to see hamburgers and such.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good, Alexandra. What's your favorite comet? That's a pretty good question.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's the one that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We were able to see it out here in Joshua Tree, like just without any sort of telescope or anything, just with your naked eye. It was
wow.
So sick.
So wait, you're out in Joshua Tree? That's where you are?
Yeah.
Wow, you must get some, you had good views up there, huh? You could see God's
really
eyes. God's
appreciate the night sky. Tonight I'm going to go out and I'm going to say, this one's for Bucci.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alexandra. I hope that works out for you. Wish upon a falling Bucci.
I will.
All right, bye. I see an asteroid that's, that asteroid that's going to hit Earth or one. I mean, and that couldn't come fast enough, frankly. Caller Yagabuchi. Always wanted.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Asteroid crash. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's Frank. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Frank. What are the stars, what are the skies of Pittsburgh like? You see Mr. Rogers statue up there in the sky?
Oh, it's very rainy. We got the NFL draft coming up.
So do you see the draft? What is the draft saying? What is the sky saying about the draft?
Well, I mean, you can see the giant tent in the distance. It's, it's bigger than the concert venue beside it, which is kind of strange.
I see.
Kind of a fake monument that'll never be there again.
Yeah. So what else do you see? Like, aside from the NFL draft, what do you see up there?
A lot of clouds. I mean, see the. It's hard whenever, anytime there's an astronomical event, because there's always a heat dome.
What's a heat dome? A heat dome? What are you talking about?
Basically, where we live in a valley, so all the heat rises up.
I see.
And just kind of causes like a big cloud dome that'll just been around the city.
Is that because of the steel industry in Pittsburgh?
Oh, there's no steel industry in Pittsburgh anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's all insurance agencies.
So what do you want to see? You know, you can't see it because of the heat dome, but what do you want to see up there? The next time you look at the sky, what are you going to be looking for?
You inspired me because whenever you're talking about the rings and just kind of like that never went, it's like, why don't we make our own rings?
Why doesn't the Earth make its own rings?
Oh, I mean, humans can make their own rings. We already have so much space junk up there. What's more space junk?
So wait, we're going to go up there and release a million rings into the sky and hope that they end up circling the Earth?
No, no, no. Use it like a crematorium. What? So that rather than someone, what's it called, just kind of turning into oil in 3 million years, they become a ring in, like, the next 20.
You've lost me. Describe the process of, by which Earth can get some rings again.
Well, first we need a space elevator.
Sure.
That's the most important.
Or a big rope ladder. Big rope ladder.
If we can,
you know what the best way to get to heaven, you know, into the universe is to believe in God. So you just believe in God, and that's the rope ladder, buddy. That's the ladder. That's the elevator that takes you up there.
I don't want to put it in God's hands to make that rope ladder. I mean, we can make that rope ladder.
Yeah. We are our own gods, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's reverse Tower of Babel. You got to start at the top and then come down.
This is such a philosophical show. All right, so you want there to be a ring around Saturn, I mean Earth, which I would personally love, you know, show Saturn a thing or two. I'm sure that there's a million space stations up there that kind of form a ring. What else do you see? What's a star cluster that you – name one star cluster that you see right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the sun.
Yeah.
I don't think we can make rings around the sun, though.
No. Okay. Well, speaking of rings, we're kind of going around in circles here, but thank you for your contribution. I don't even know what that was. Yeah, the rings of Saturn. That moon was loved Saturn. It circled the Saturn for billions of years. And the thing that we love pulls us down and destroys us and uses us for its crown. And that is a Bucci adage.
That's a Bucci adage.
It's not. Okay.
Bucci
promise.
It's
a Bucci promise. I'm going to look at some more. (201) 209-9368. We're looking up at the night sky and tell us what you see. And like a Rorschach test, it tells you a little bit about me. So I'm learning that a lot of people want to see some spaghetti or some smears of special sauce smearing across the sky, like so many aurora borealises. Look, it's Micah. Micah, what do you love? What's your favorite constellation? I mean, you believe in God. What's your favorite constellation?
I stopped looking up.
Yeah. You know what I see? I see Micah's furrowed brow. That's what I see up there, like a really mad Micah. And it's always it's a comfort. You're like my North Star, your face up there in the sky.
Why do you always patronize me?
What are you talking about? Wait, I patronize you? You do nothing but patronize me.
Patronize you.
Well, I want you to. Yeah. I wish you would patronize me. 201-209-9368. We're looking up at the sky, and I want to know what you see. God's fedora. Jesus's fedora. It's right there. It's like a cluster of about 150 stars that forms perfect fedora. It's the only perfect fedora in at least the universe that we know of. Let's get some music up here. Nope, it's gone. 201-209-9368. Just one, a couple more minutes left. Caller Igabuchi, last call.
Do you know there's a meteor shower starting tonight?
Is there a meteor? Who's this?
I'm Gumby down in Florida.
Okay, so you want to know if there's a meteor shower, or are you seeing a meteor shower right now?
No, I'm letting you know that tonight starts the Lyrid meteor shower, and so your subject is so topical, and I just wanted you to know there's a meteor shower that starts tonight and goes to like the 22nd.
Wow, are you in a rural area?
In the sky, brother.
Are you going to be able to see it, or do you have, or is there a lot of light pollution where you are?
I'm in Florida. I'm in the woods.
Oh, so you're going to get a good view.
Stars.
All right. Well, take a photo and send it to me, Bucci@WFMU.org.
I'll send it from my potato phone.
Goodbye. Call it Bucci. I see the dial tone. That's it. Oh. Well, you know what I see when I look up the night sky? I see the letters and their spelling, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Wherever you are tonight, look up at the stars and think of Bucci and make a wish on that winking star out there, because that's me winking at you, just in a regular neutral way. So it's kind of just like, I see you, and then move on. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci, 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 Ducci.
In the days when men sought after God from their inmost heart, their communication with his spirit world was a direct one.